Welcome to a brand new edition of I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost. We are on location at the Sanford Naval Academy, which is reported to be haunted. I am joined on location by Debbie Piper. Hey, Debbie.
Good evening, Jeff.
Leanne Stair.
I'm a little bit scared.
Michael Simmons.
What's up?
Richard Israel.
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
I don't see how you're in that chair.
Don't spoil it for our listeners.
Okay, Richard's rubbing
it. I'm wedged under something.
In a recliner.
He's doing 30 push-ups even as we speak.
One-handed.
We also have a guest with us who has been our host here this evening. Has shared with us some of the experiences that he's had in this place working. You've heard that in a previous podcast. We have moved into the break room area, which is where a number of things have happened or occurred. Let's describe this for our listeners, guys. Let's give them some perspective on what we're sitting in here.
Well, it's dark.
And, I mean, it has the stuff that a break room might have.
Coffee pot, sink.
Variety of things plugged into the wall. Microwave.
Clock.
Coffee grinder. There's a sink, kitchenette area.
Does walls oozing count? I'm kidding.
No oozing walls, nothing. There are in this room 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doorways that come into it, and one of the doorways at the far end of the room actually is to the stairwell. Right, Leanne, you gonna open that for us?
Takes a second for the latch.
That opens into the stairwell, which is part of the original building. Now, one of the things that you heard as you were in here before was that door opening and then closing. Okay, so Leanne, open and close that door again, if you wouldn't mind.
This door opening
and it's closing.
Not all the way.
Now, that's pretty soft.
Yeah.
Now, in your office, though, you heard the door close. Is that what you heard, or did you hear another one of these doors close, you think?
Could have been another door.
Same door? Did they change that door?
No.
Huh.
I mean, they have. Now, they were working the other day on the latch mechanism.
Well, it could be. It's got an automatic latch
because
on it.
That door over there is loud.
In fact, now that you mention it, they did recently change the way that door closes because just the other side was the recording studio. And it was closing too loudly before.
There you go.
Ah.
Okay.
So,
sampling's tainted. We're out of here.
Okay. Also in here, though, was the sound of breaking glass. We tried to figure out if we could recreate that noise sort of breaking the glass earlier. We couldn't. But we're looking around again now. It's sort of a glass ball.
Listen to us looking.
Yeah, you're looking. But sort of that, I mean, but you came in here and you didn't see anything, right? I mean, there was no glass on the floor.
Now, there are a couple rooms adjacent to the room that we're in. There's a big conference room. For those of you guys listening, it's behind Jeff, who's sitting directly across from me. And then to the far end of the room, directly opposite to the staircase, is another office area. I mean, is it possible something in there knocked over that you wouldn't have discovered? I mean, you know, obviously if it fell in someone's office or in a conference room, they might have gotten there, cleaned it up, and...
Could sound like the noise came from this room, actually.
Well, and it would have, because, I mean, those rooms are directly off of this room. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. I didn't check those rooms.
When you're working during the day, how much do you hear the person in this office that would be really close to where your office is?
I really don't.
You don't? Okay.
Well, they're very small and old and don't move very much.
So they could have broken something.
Well,
you say, hey, Bob, making coffee, huh?
Yep.
Making
the Bobster.
Coffee.
Bobberino.
One of the things that we noticed about the building when we came in was the, it creaks. I mean, it is a creaky building.
It is creaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you step sort of spot on the floor, things give, it makes noise.
I also was under the floor that we're on. We found that doorway in the stairwell where you open up. Right now they're using it for storage. But the truss work underneath here, you can get a pretty clear look at. And there are long spans of plywood that would be creaky. I mean, you know.
The original floor is still here from the early 1900s, correct?
Well, no, this was built in the 1960s.
Well, and that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't, Richard.
But you might have missed your calling, Richard.
Who are you going to call? Don't call Richard. Yeah.
Never mind.
Where were you going with that?
Rosanna Richard, right here.
But as we've been here this evening, we've been in this room a couple times. We've heard nothing at this point, seen nothing at this point, and it's really been fairly quiet, except for us. We're jiggling and messing around, right?
Our foolishness.
Yeah. Now, our next stop in the journey, though, is we're actually going to move out of the break room into the stairwell. That is the stairwell that is a three-landing stairwell that will carry us from here all the way down to the exit door of this original building. We'll stop halfway down.
Now, this is where young naval cadets moved up and down that staircase.
Yeah, this is part of the original gymnasium, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, there was a lot of activity through the years and things like that. So we'll move over there and we'll take another. You did much better that time with the historical reference, Richard, by the way. I know you're trying to redeem yourself. And you're doing really good. Now, Leanne, if people want to find out more about us, though, we tell them from time to time how to do that.
I don't know why they would want to.
But if you
want to, www.touchandchange.com. And we also have another site you might be interested in called facethefearhouse.com. Helping me say that. You're moving your lips with me.
We'd love you to come visit us, and we look forward to joining you next time on the next installment of this series, I'm Afraid No Ghost.